The Catholic Church is a divine institution, fashioned in heaven. It functions on earth, willed by God, established by Christ. It is His design. It is also a family, God's family, a royal family, for Christ is a king, the King of Kings. Heaven is a kingdom, and Mary, our Queen Mother. On this Mother's Day, it's fitting that we think about what makes up a family and how a family functions. But firstly, let us note that every family has issues. Why? Because persons have issues, and every person is a sinner in need of salvation. In the Acts of the Apostles, the first reading, we hear about issues in the early church, God's family. The concern was, what do we do with non-Jewish converts? We recall that Christ was a Jew. He established the Catholic faith, the Christian faith. We are Christian Catholics, as Augustine would say. And many of the early converts were Jewish, and they required, there was insistence by some that any other convert be like us. So non-Jews, who were Greeks, Syrians, Ethiopians, they needed to conform to our Jewish customs, such as circumcision, dietary regulations. And this was an issue, a stumbling block. So God inspired Saint Peter to make a stand. As we read in the scriptures, he was with non-Jews and said, regarding these pagans, these non-Jews, could anyone refuse the water of baptism to these people? In other words, God is calling them into his family. Can we, ought we, put obstacles in their way? Eventually, the matter was resolved at the First Church Council. There's been 21 church councils. The first was at Jerusalem. The last was at the Vatican. It's called the Second Vatican Council. It concluded 50 years ago this year. It's called the Second because there's been two there, the Vatican. Anyway, the first at Jerusalem was to resolve this issue. What are the requirements for non-Jewish converts? And the church simply said, baptism. They're required to be baptized to enter into God's family. Pope Peter spoke, the matter was concluded. But down through the centuries, when issues have emerged in the church, clarification has been needed. And the Holy Spirit then inspires a council to resolve issues. What family doesn't have issues? Now, a family is made up of mother, a father, a child, or children. Sometimes the family is not exactly as it ought to be. And sometimes, too, Mother's Day is an awkward day, which reminds us that on this day, we don't acknowledge our mother for what she has done, but rather who she is. There's a big difference. Our mothers sometimes let us down. Our mothers in the past or in the future or at the present may not be exactly who they could be. We're all sinners aiming to be saints. But that's not the point today. The point today is to stop and thank our mother, be she living or dead, thank her for not for so much for what she's done, but who she is. It's her role in the family. It's her dignity. It's her office of motherhood that we thank her for. Who she is, our mother. We have only one mother, and without her, we would not be. And that's what we thank her for. Motherhood is a gift given by God to the human family. It ought to be cherished. It ought to be valued for what it is, a great gift. And every mother, be she a mother of many children or be she a spiritual mother who has fostered children and cared for them, we thank her, we acknowledge her, and we love her. And we realize that she will be rewarded by God for the great love she has manifested. For mothers are the bearers of life and the givers of love. For love begets life and life begets love. And love can take on different forms under different circumstances. And sometimes mothers are called to heroism that's not seen or acknowledged as it ought to be. I'm thinking here of the contrast between Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music and Maria von Trapp. I'm sure some mothers today will go and see the film, the classic, The Sound of Music. It's 50 years old and worthy still of watching. But the film is based upon a play, and the play is derived from a book, and the book was written by Maria. Now, Julie Andrews, who once sang with Maria, is very much different to the real person. Julie Andrews plays a flighty, emotive young lady who doesn't seem settled within herself, lacking conviction, insight. The actual Maria von Trapp was completely the opposite. Maria von Trapp, born in 1905, had a tragic upbringing. Her mother died when she was 3, her father when she was 9, and she was sent to live with her uncle, and there was abuse in the family. Eventually, escaping from that situation, she felt called to religious life to dedicate her years of living to some worthy cause. And that's we find ourselves in Salzburg, Austria, at the Benedictine convent. That's where the film kicks off. Incidentally, Maria von Trapp also appears in one small segment of the film. Anyway, that's where she's in the convent, and in the convent she's depicted as a flighty, air-headed type of girl. But in reality, Maria von Trapp was a very self-determined person with extraordinary willpower and great conviction. Sent as a nanny to a naval commander's home, Baron von Trapp, she cared for and fell in love with the 7 children. The Baron, seeing this woman's kindness and dedication to his children, fell in love with her. And eventually, after some issues, they were married. With the advent of the Nazi regime, the family, being a good Catholic family, found themselves in opposition to that ideology. And rather than escape over the mountains, as the film had it, they did escape but via train to Italy, Italy to England, England to eventually America, where in time they suffered from poverty. And singing seemed to be the only solution to their problem. The Trapp family was formulated and fostered, and because of their talents and God's grace, they managed to make a living. Eventually, George, the Baron, died from lung cancer, and Maria was on her own. She kept the family going as an entertainment family, traveling here and there, but eventually they all went their own way. And after some time, she felt called to give some part of her life to God. So 3 of the children and herself went off to become missionaries in Papua New Guinea, not far from here, until poor health brought her back to the States. and there she died in 1987. Now, Maria von Trapp had a terrible upbringing. She could have gone either way. She could have felt self-pity, fallen into alcoholism or some addiction. But on the contrary, with God's grace, she became a strong person, a determined person, a very willful person. That enabled her to do much in her life. God will judge her for what she has done or failed to do. But one thing we acknowledge was she was a mother dedicated to her children. We pray for all mothers, therefore, that they might be cherished and loved by their own children, and that through their dedication, God may one day exalt them and welcome them as princesses into his eternal kingdom. May God bless all mothers on this day.